Morning, everybody. I forgot to do something in the announcements, so I was hoping that you could help me. I forgot to recognize the birthdays. So we have three birthdays this week: Brandon Hedrick, Greg Kepley, and Johnny Fritz. Would you guys help me sing happy birthday to them? Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Brandon, Greg, and Johnny. Happy birthday to you. I love to sing. Do you guys like to sing? Yeah? Where are some places or times that you like to sing? In the car? Is that what you said, Isabel? No, did somebody say something? Did you say in the car? Absolutely, in the car. Does anybody sing in the shower? Yes. Does anybody sing at bedtime? Or did you used to sing at bedtime? Maybe you sang some lullabies, or your mommy or daddy sing to you? Do your mommy and daddy sing to you at bedtime, Cameron? They do? You listen to rain as you're preparing for bed? Sometimes. Well, I really love to sing. And there's a verse in one of the readings that Miss Carol just read that in a different translation, it says this, that God rejoices over us with singing. Do you think God would be able to hit the high notes? Kelvin thinks God would be able to hit the high notes. What do you think it means that God rejoices over us with singing? It's kind of a neat thing to think about. Yes, Calvin?
Maybe he's like happy for us. Maybe like, hey, we're celebrating your birth because you were born. I bring you into the world. With this day, I created you. So I'm happy that you are alive now.
So Calvin said that God sings because God is happy with us, that God created us, and that God says, I sing because I created you and because I am happy you're alive. And I think that's a pretty good description of what it means that God rejoices over us with singing. That God loves us so very much. And God has a lot of ways that God can tell us that God loves us. And one of those ways is singing over us, like our moms and dads sing song to us. And I think one of those things that God might say when God sings over us is one of the things that God says to us when we're baptized, and that is, you are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And so that's one of the things I think that God sings over us. God wants us to know and to be assured that God loves us. So, Calvin, you are God's beloved son, and God sings over you with rejoicing. Yes, Calvin's birthday is coming up. He almost shares a birthday with Jesus. That's right. Gavin, you are God's beloved son, and God rejoices over you with singing. Isabel, you are God's beloved daughter, and God rejoices over you with singing. Cameron, you are God's beloved son, and God rejoices over you with singing. Gracie, you are God's beloved daughter, and God rejoices over you with singing. Rosala, you are God's beloved daughter, and God rejoices over you with singing. Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today, and thank you for each other. Thank you that in the waters of baptism, that you adopt us as your children. Help us to hear you sing over us. Help us to listen to your voice telling us that you love us, and that we are your beloved children. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats.